I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
It is a top five story in the nation and the number one story in the nation, the two parts of this. Just hours after Democrats say their voters want blood in an Axios interview. This is more than two dozen House Democrats interviewed by Axios, all anonymously saying, oh no, we're not making our constituents happy. They want blood. They want blood to run in the streets over this immigration situation. They want us to get shot. Hours after Democrats said that, in an Axios article that went viral, a shooter attacked border agents wearing full tactical gear and attempted to assassinate them in McAllen yesterday. One of, by my count, four assassination attempts of federal agents, federal ICE officers in the last week. Two of them are being largely missed by our media, and they're equally terrifying in Portland. And where what you had over the weekend was ICE agents trapped inside their buildings, surrounded by Antifa thugs who blocked the entrances, took snipers on the roof to disperse them. This is a murder tactic they pioneered in Portland and were trying in LA. Let me tell the whole story from the beginning, because this was missed in the flood and all the coverage. It's very important. Okay, go back to LA to tell this story to make it make sense. Let's go back to LA. Okay, here's what actually happened. The Antifa loons and the Democrat street thugs surrounded the ICE facility and blocked the doors, right? And they were going to do what they did in Portland during the Summer of Love, which is once you have them trapped, you throw the Molotov cocktail through the window to set the place on fire and kill them. And it was going to go down smoothly. Karen Bass, the mayor of LA, we later found out in the UK Guardian, was in the control center to make sure no cops were dispatched in response to the ICE agents' 911 calls. For 2 hours, nobody came. That's why Trump had to send in the National Guard so they wouldn't murder the ICE agents. These, you know, the Democrat leadership, i.e. the mayor, and the street thugs. Okay, so now the National Guard's there. They can't do it anymore. They moved the operation to Portland. You know, go on my X feed and go look at the coverage there from this weekend. They were doing the same thing. Democrat black-clad street thugs surrounding the building. And now they're rolling. They during the Summer of Love, they were hammering plywood or just using a whole crowd to push it against the door so they couldn't escape and then throwing the Molotov cocktail in. This weekend and last week, what they were doing was surrounding the ICE building. And now they're rolling these big industrial-sized trash cans across the entrances to block them in there and then attempt to kill them. So they had to put snipers on the roof, rubber bullets, tear gas, whole nine yards. Twice they tried to block the building off, and twice they failed. Now, I want to prove to you this is going on, okay? This is Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler during the Summer of Love when they first pioneered, the Democrats did this street tactic, telling them, stop trying to murder federal agents.
When you commit arson with an accelerant in an attempt to burn down a building that is occupied by people that you have intentionally trapped inside, you are not demonstrating. You are attempting to commit murder. This is not the first time that people have tried to set fire to a city building with people intentionally trapped inside. Unfortunately, it's not even the second time. And by the way, this building is in a residential neighborhood attached directly to neighborhood homes. This can't be okay.
No, it's not okay. It's an attempt to murder. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, Roger. So that got completely missed by our side. If you want to watch it instead of taking my word for it, Andy No, NGO, reported it. He covers the Antifa, and I posted it on July 5th. You can go on my X feed and see it. And watch them. Twice they had to repel them physically. They tried to trap the agents in the building. The agents were trapped in the building. Okay, so fast forward now to Alvarado, where we had this, we've never seen this before, okay? We have seen lone Democrat lunatics with assassination attempts. Yes, police officers, people are pointing that out on the line. But we've never seen 11 people, liberal loons, meet up online and plot to assassinate ICE agents. They don't even know each other beforehand. They dress in tactical gear. Some of them throw fireworks to get them to come outside. Two more shooters in the woods try to kill him. Five of them were women, six were men. So we're finding out details of that. That was on the 4th of July. And then yesterday we have McAllen, Texas, where they attempted to assassinate the ICE agents who arrived for work. Okay, so Roger, one more thing, one more setup here. Okay, because this is the top trending story right now in the entire country. I can see it on the app. And that is this. Karen Bass, the lunatic mayor of L.A., who tried to get those ICE agents killed by withholding the police officers, the LAPD, for 2 hours. She's out there defending MacArthur Park. Now, there is a major military and ICE operation going on at MacArthur Park to clear it out because MS-13 gangs have taken it over. They control it. They deal drugs out of there. It's a major hub for fake documents. If you want to go purchase them, you go in there. The streets are littered with feces. It is a literal hellhole in the middle of L.A. They want to clear it out. You would think, Roger, that Karen Bass and Democrats running L.A. would be thrilled, right?
You would think so, getting some help like that. And that has been notorious for years and years.
Oh, yeah, it's not new.
And you look at the demographics on the neighborhood, and it's perfectly understandable.
What's different about it, and it's been, yes, it's been very bad for a long time, is that now MS-13 has taken over it.
Yeah.
And so she is there standing, trying to stand in between the agents and MS-13 to protect the gang members.
Wow.
And that's what's so shocking, is to listen to her. And she gets on, she demands that one of the agents hand her a cell phone. Give me who's in charge. It's a guy at Customs and Border Patrol. And she demands that they call it off. And I guess just allow MS-13 to roam free.
Well, in that first attack in Texas later, on the ICE control point, where they actually have charged 10 people now, It is suspected that others got away.
Oh, so more than the 10?
Possibly so. That's
trying
to catch up. Yeah.
Okay. Here's Mayor Karen Bass on the cell phone. She's being videoed demanding that the MS-13 members be allowed to continue controlling sovereign U.S. territory.
Yes, my comment is they need to leave, and they need to leave right now.
Wow.
They need to leave because this is unacceptable.
Who did you speak with? Mayor Bass, who did you speak with on the phone just now? Who did you speak with on the phone?
The head of customs.
Wow.
The head of customs, she says.
Yeah.
Wow. So this is, I mean, you know, I expected to see Democrat protests when Trump started deportations. I thought it would be, you know, a mom who works in a factory or something like that, wants to support her kids, try to get the sympathy. They don't really even seem to care much about those people. They are most passionate about the violent, hardcore gang members. And I've been saying this for a long time. It's because the Democrat Party has merged with them into a what is developing into rapidly a terror organization. The kind you see in Mexico.
Ironic, the mayor used the word unacceptable.
Yeah, really. No, but Roger, I mean, let me paint the picture for you. We saw 21 corpses hung off a bridge last week in Mexico.
Yep.
Two weeks before that, we saw a member of the president of Mexico's political party and her daughter, who were at a campaign event. They had made the cartels who control that party angry, and they were executed live stream on Facebook.
It was an object lesson,
This is where they're going. When you see Karen Bass defend MS-13 territory like that, this is where they are going. MacArthur Park, Roger, is the Democrats' vision for America. I mean, one big open-air drug market controlled by violent illegal immigrant gangs whose members vote Democrat. That is the vision. They all share the profits, like in Mexico.
Yeah, like it's an open-air market, essentially. Yeah.
Yeah. Christina Pushaw, who's from there, says people criticizing this, Roger, when you can't even do it with ICE agents, you need the military. You need like basically almost land tanks.
Yeah. Well, you know, up against the dumpster there, rioters were hiding behind those to avoid being shot at in Atlanta in the '60s. They're like armored vehicles, you know?
Except now we've got this, it's gangs involved. Christina writes, people criticizing this have no idea what MacArthur Park in L.A. is. It isn't just a park. It's a drug market and a one-stop shop for illegal aliens mm-hmm. to purchase fake IDs and fraudulent documents. Perfect place for an ICE raid. And that is why she is defending them and trying to help them keep their territory in blue post-America.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Folks, remember this day. This is one of those turning points. You think back and you ask yourself, how did we end up in a guerrilla war on U.S. soil? It's one of those turning points. It's today. Number one story in the nation is Karen Bass standing in between the military and ICE agents and MS-13. Who control MacArthur Park in L.A., outraged that anyone would remove the criminal gangs the Democrats have merged with, the criminal gangs that bring them their voters, maybe their kids, 300,000 of them. We've only found 6,000 so far. That's number one story. L.A. mayor demands ICE agents leave MacArthur Park. I can see this on my app that tracks what people are hitting, clicking, and liking, and sharing. Number two. Shooter attacked border agents hours after Democrats said their voters wanted blood. And that's not surprising because Democrat voters have been groomed for this by their lunatic leadership with lies, obfuscations, and exhortations to violence. Here's the article I'm talking about. Headline in Axios, everybody should read it. It's crazy. Democrats told to get shot for the anti-Trump resistance. Here's what they did. Axios spoke to more than two dozen House Democrats. They all wanted anonymity for the most part to offer candid insights into their interactions with constituents. And they say, well, you know, we want to be peaceful, but then we just went home on vacation. We did town halls and our constituents want blood in the streets. What are we to do? We're so surprised, shocked even. We don't know what to do. Of course, they know what to do. They groomed them for this. As town halls in their districts and one-on-one meetings with constituents and activists, Democrats, members of Congress, Axios writes, are facing a growing thrum of demands to break the rules, fight dirty, and not be afraid to get hurt. House Democrats told Axios they are seeing growing anger among their base. Yeah, because they keep lying to them. That has, in some cases, morphed into a disregard for American institutions, political traditions, and even the rule of law. This idea that we're going to save every norm and that we're not going to play the Republican game, I don't think that's resonating with the voters anymore, said one House Democrat. They want blood. Another told Axios, there is a sense of fear and despair and anger among voters that puts us in a different position where we can't keep following the norms of decorum. Axios spoke to more than two dozen House Democrats for this story, many requesting an anonymity to offer candid insights about their interactions with constituents. For months, Democrat lawmakers have fumed that their base's demands to fight harder misunderstand the lack of legislative and investigative power that they have as a minority party in Congress. We've got people desperately wanting us to do something. No matter what we say, they want more, said Representative Brad Schneider, the chair of the center-left New Democrat Coalition. Liberal voters have angrily accosted Democrats at town halls for not doing enough to counter Trump. They say in response, Democrats have tried to up the ante, heckling Trump, blah, blah, blah. But they're hearing it's not enough. The grassroots wants more. Some of them suggested what we really need to be doing, what we really need to do is be willing to get shot when visiting ICE facilities or federal agencies. Our own base is telling us what we're doing is not good enough. There needs to be blood to grab the attention of the press and the public. A fourth House Democrat and constituents have told them civility isn't working. Prepare for violence to fight and protect our democracy. Yes, this is exactly what these sheeple in the streets have been groomed to say and to do. A fifth House Democrat told Axios, people online have sent me crazy, starts with S and ends with T, told me to storm the White House and stuff like that. There are always people on the internet saying crazy stuff. A sixth Democrat said when they try to persuade voters to channel their frustrations into a focus on winning back Congress, people who are angry don't accept that. They're angry beyond things. They want blood. It's like the Roman Colosseum. People just want more and more and more of this spectacle. Of course they do. They've been primed for it. Folks, what you're reading here in Axios is not an honest report on what's going on. This is a feedback loop, okay? The reason that dozens of Democrats did this interview, they planned this, okay? This is all planned, is to tell their constituents, see, everybody thinks blood is normal. Everybody wants blood. Everybody should be out there in the street looking for some blood, looking to knock some heads, kill some ICE agents. Go ahead and dox an ICE agent's kid. Heck, show up on his front porch. More than 1,000 showed up at Homan's house. They were angry and screaming and seething like they needed an exorcism. It's all very normal. That is the purpose of this article. The Democrats doing that. They're not just reacting honestly to, wow, we're so shocked at the blood our constituents want. No, this is a feedback loop. This is programming. They are grooming their lunatic fringe base. Folks, they know their base is crazy. 51% of Democrat women self-describe having a mental illness to Gallup in 2020. They know this. They know they just need to push the right buttons, and they have. Remember all of this?
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. The Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country.
Do you think Donald Trump is a fascist?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Mask agents of the state in unmarked vehicles are terrorizing communities. They are disappearing people.
That's the stuff of authoritarian states. The combination of these Gestapo-like tactics.
This is actually about Donald Trump building modern-day concentration camps in an effort to disappear people from our communities.
You open the app, it looks like a map, and users can tap the map to report an ICE sighting in their area. And then everybody who uses the platform within 5 miles of that sighting will get a push alert.
See how it works? They foment with fake news, the outrage, the fascist, the Hitler. Then CNN highlights, oh, here's the app where you can go find some ICE agents to hurt or kill. Not that we would ever condone that. And then the Democrat leadership says, oh, you're not alone if you're sitting in your apartment with your mother's basement with your cat seething. No, no. Everybody, all our constituents that we keep meeting, all of these Democrats, they all, in our grassroots, they just all want violence. They want blood. So you're totally normal. Go ahead and get some. Go ahead, do it for us. Folks, there's an easy answer to this. Nobody on our side is saying this. If Democrats want open borders, you don't have to kill for that. Change the law. Then ICE can't enforce it. Run on it. Run on open borders. Every city can have a MacArthur Park for MS-13 to operate out of. Little 12-year-old girls can get raped all the time, like Jocelyn Nungery. It'll be great. Run on it. Run on it. Run on it. Change the law. But they won't. Will they? You know what they're doing? They imported a shadow nation of replacement voters, 20 to 50 million strong, and they're getting violent to protect them. They now represent a shadow nation, not us. And that is what they want their sheeple in the street protecting. The end was coming. Said who? All the right people. I mean, they're all so smart. We should listen to them all the time. Yeah, the tariffs. The tariffs are going to cause inflation. Something your humble host told you was economically, mathematically impossible. I was correct. I should be the Federal Reserve Chairman. I'm serious. Ben, well, I've explained it. There's only one way to cause inflation. Only one. Print money. That way, every dollar is worth less. So you have to spend more of those dollars to buy things. Simple concept. Tariffs cannot cause inflation. That is impossible. Now, tariffs theoretically could cause the price of goods to go up, sure, but they're not going to cause inflation. Only debasing your currency does. That explained it. I spoke slowly so that even the Federal Reserve Chairman could understand, but no, he doesn't get it because he's a liar. He knows. He's just trying to tank Trump's economy. But back to the hysteria, the never-ending tariff-mageddon, the way we would suffer. Oh, so bad, they said.
This is an economic Armageddon that's coming for the U.S. consumer and the economy.
You see all of his cabinet members, his other aides, going on TV and you know, glorifying the tariff mageddon we have just been through and are still going through.
President Trump shrugs as the stock market plunges and the dollar weakens amid warnings that his tariffs could throw the United States into a recession.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. So, and it was reported as fact. Do you remember this? Reported as fact that the month of April, when he rolled these tariffs out, would be the largest crash in the stock market since the Great Depression. Oh, and it went on and on and on.
It was very clear that these tariffs are going to be passed on to American consumers and are going to slow down the economy.
The best hope for our economy is that there will be enough damage to markets quickly that the administration is led to correct.
They have created havoc in our economy that was improving, and now we have people out there scared to death.
How's that going? Not so good for the tariff McGinn crowd. I can't. This is like Lucy in the football. You remember they did this last time with Trump tariffs, last time he was in office. And in the end, after just literally months and months and months, including the Wall Street Journal, which is supposed to actually understand these issues of fear-mongering, even the Wall Street Journal had to admit, you know, the tariffs weren't that bad. They actually kind of helped. But I mean, surely that's not happening this time, is it? This just broke.
So it is kind of remarkable to look at all of the experts who say that these tariffs are going to raise the price of everything, and that's apparently not what's happening.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. So a new work that that our team has done, that'll be on the Council of Economic Advisors website today, you know, what we did was we looked at in every category in the inflation index. We looked at how much of it is coming from imports, both whether the good itself is an import, but also whether it, you know, uses intermediate goods, that is parts in between the raw product and the finished product that come from abroad. And so we have a measure for each product in the index about how much of an import it is. And what we find is exactly what you said before, that imported goods are actually getting cheaper, while overall goods are getting more expensive. And since December, so before the president took office, because tariffs started coming in January, you know, the first day of the president's term, he started with new tariffs. The price of overall goods has gone up by about 0.4% since December. The price of imported goods has gone down by 0.1%. So not only is there no evidence that the tariffs are leading to any economically significant inflation at all, but it seems, if anything, the opposite is happening.
Can you explain for people who are not an economic expert why this is happening?
So part of the reason why it's happening is because the United States holds all the cards here, right? We have the leverage because we're the largest consumer market in the world, because we have flexibility about who we can buy from, where we can choose to import from, or to make things domestically ourselves instead. And that gives us the leverage to create a situation in which other people have to ultimately bear the burden of these tariffs. And that's part of why what you're seeing in the data is that there's no inflation as a result of these things. There's no increase in consumer prices as a result of these tariffs. And if anything, the situation is actually extremely benign. So those who have been very concerned about tariffs have got it wrong again, just as they did in 2018, 2019.
It is kind of remarkable to think about. You know, we often talk about the power of our military, but the power of our economy is probably the greatest weapon that we have.
Bingo. Yep, got it wrong again. You know what's remarkable about this, folks? The entire financial media got it wrong. So this wasn't like just some talking heads on like CNN Business or something like that. This is the entire financial media, supposed to be the smartest people on the planet. Oh, they all went to Yale and Harvard, and they all have these vaunted backgrounds and all the right investment funds. I mean, a person like me or you, we'd never get a job with these people. Not smart enough. Oh, no, they're so much smarter. Or are they? Are they? It is amazing the size of and the scope of the lie in this country. It is amazing. But who is actually smarter than all of these people? The ones who went to Yale and Harvard and places we'll never be let into. The ones who, after going to Yale and Harvard and graduating at the top of their class, were able to get, if they were liberal, jobs in all of the right financial houses, places you and I'll never work. Who was smarter? I'll remind you. And what makes it even sweeter is this is a finding of Vanguard. Delivering the message here is Scott Bessent, our Treasury Secretary. Hold on, Tim, let me play this because this is awesome. Who didn't fall for this crap that every single one of these big shiny shoes Wall Street investment houses fell for? Who didn't fall for it? Who was smarter? The American people.
The Vanguard, one of the largest money management firms in America, said that over the past 100 days, 97% of Americans haven't done a trade. And in fact, individual investors have held tight while institutional investors have panicked. So individual investors trust investors trust President Trump.
Megan.
97% of individual investors went pfft as they tanked tanked the stock market with their fake rhetoric. And I'm going to believe them. Bunch of shiny shoes liars. They're just trying to help the Democrats. We were right. Best poll ever. Didn't sell off during the scare. And you know what? You see the markets? Yeah, I've hit an all-time high a couple times in recent weeks. If you predicted that on CNBC, CNN Business, or even Fox Business, because they got hysterical too, back in April, they would have treated you like a mental defective and you'd never be allowed back on. And you know what? You'd have been right. Don't listen to these people. They're crazy. You got to love these Democrats. Just hours after the leadership basically called for blood in the streets in response to ICE lawfully implementing immigration law as it's on the books, attempted murder happening actually twice. Once was July 4th, and then the McAllen guy in full tactical gear shows up when they're, arriving for work, attempts to murder them. In the Alvarado case, 10 people met on the internet, may have been more. One person launches fireworks to get them to come out, and the other one opens fire. There were two of them waiting for the ambush. It was a planned ambush with the intent to kill ICE officers. Well, attempted murder charges, federal, just announced against 10 people in that assault. Folks, I want to compare us to them really quickly. Look what we lived through. Our election was stolen. We're now learning with help from the Chinese that the FBI caught 19,000 fake licenses coming in to the country to be used for election fraud. The FBI knew that the purpose of those was for election fraud. They destroyed any evidence of the interview, any evidence of knowing of it to let the election fraud go forward. They stole the election. They censored us illegally and in violation of our rights. They tried to put our leader in prison for 700 years on trumped up charges. Did we get violent? Did we get violent? It's shocking that we didn't. Meanwhile, they're faced with having their shadow nation deported in compliance with the law. And the blood is running in the streets. They, by the way, shot a ICE officer in the neck in that case. Actually, it was a local cop. They thought he was an ICE officer. In the neck. Attempted assassination. Because they're mad. Look at the difference between us and them. You tell me who the good people are. For what we've had to put up with in the last, 10 years?
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.